WDADX Mobile 14714. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Gaff. It's the ATG.
Well, good morning, Mr. Jim. How is life up on the hill?
Life is good. How was the late show? I was listening to FM 96.3. Having a really heavy Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, we got a little bit of a sprinkle downtown, but it was really short-lived. A lot of people. Holy cow, was there a lot of people. But light show went really well. Be honest with you, I started decorating the car at about 12:30 and finished about 4 o'clock, and it was quite the task. But we got it all done, so was very happy about that. And the nice thing is I used those command strips to attach it, and those command strips seem to be holding on. So I ordered a few more just for spares and extras and to replace some of them. And I'm hoping that when I do the next parade, I should be able to reuse the command strips that are already on it. And then after all the parades are done, then I can remove them all and have a nice clean car again.
Well, I'll wait for your review after you put it through a car wash once. Hi.
Yes, sir. And you know me. I'll be going through a car wash. Oh, shoot. I may end up just carefully hand washing before the next show. Just to try to alleviate any mishaps, but I guess we'll see.
All right, well, hey, very cool. I'm glad I heard reviews that said there were lots of places for people to stand and watch, but yeah, big crowds, which is both a good thing. But at the last, the FM station I was listening to, it was already playing all Christmas music. Well, maybe that was just for the day, I'm not sure.
Yeah, 96.3 is the, I don't remember exactly when the start time is, but they'll basically play Christmas music from the day they start to the end of the year. That's kind of their motif to do that. So I typically stay away from that radio station until typically after Thanksgiving, and then I'll start listening to it a little bit more, but even then, I don't listen to it all the time because it seems like they play the same 30 songs over and over and over again.
Yeah, well, it happens to be one of the, I don't know, 8 or 10 or 12 ones on the presets on my car. And so that's why I ended up there.
Hey, that works. Yeah, we even made one of the local TV stations did a live video from there. And did the entire parade, which was kind of cool. Well, we made her through it. I had a lot of fun. And the wife and I didn't kill each other. She decided she wanted to go with me, and she actually helped me out quite a bit. So I was very happy about that.
Okay, well, there might be somebody else in there. ACDG, we'll listen. Well, I guess I didn't hear anybody else. Well, final question before you. Were you able to throw candy on the parade?
You dropped on. I don't know if it's my location or yours. I'm almost to Veronica Valley. You want to switch over to 86?
Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf, QSY.
Sounds good. QSY, WDADX.
K8RRD Mobile, monitoring 7.
WCNN. WZ8N, Manistee.
Okay, let us go there.
Longer break there, or the kind of little break for Thanksgiving.
when I worked in music, you know, I was retired in 2011, the summer of 2011. But, yeah, we only had the 2 days, Thursday and Friday. And we had a full week of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But my parents teach for conferences style. You usually saw all the people you didn't need to see. And the people you needed to see never showed up or, you know, wouldn't come. So you know how I did it? I'd go to all the sports events and sure enough. Most parents would always go to sports events. And I'd have a parent. So a couple of the other teachers worked with, even had some conferences at the Buck North Bar there. Back to you, WDWY.
Well, that's one way to track the parents down, that's for sure. That's funny.
Oh yeah, I made an effort to see those parents that never showed up to the conferences who actually needed to, and so I'd sit next to them or buy them or whatever, and I'd say, wow, we need to see you guys again, strike up a conversation. Well, good. They did it with that. Well, how's Johnny doing? Well, that's the green light. And then, I let him go, he's not getting stuff. I'm like, what? No, he's dragging here and there. Oh, no, of course, Johnny's with him, right? Or maybe Johnny's on the team. So, it always paid off. Sometimes I made road trips. When I first started, the kid was cutting up his class. I'd go out and see his parents on his own turf.
Holy cow. Well, heck yeah, that's awesome. There's a lot of people out on the road this evening. I'm going over to lend a buddy a tool. He called me. He's doing some brakes on a car, and he needed something that he didn't have, and I'm on the way out. And surprised of all the traffic.
Maybe there's something, some event going on or something. Monday night, and with crummy weather, that's kind of odd, but, maybe people are getting out of work or something. So, I don't know, let's see, it's almost 8, but I would guess that maybe they're just leaving work, some of them. But, there's a lot of traffic out there. And I saw the stupid gas prices went up again. They were around $2.77 was the lowest I saw here. $2.78. And when we were out, when we went walking at the Y, when I got home from school, my wife, who was driving over there, I was with her, of course, and she said, hey, gasoline jump was $3.29. So it jumped from $2.77 to $3.29. What a bummer, right?
Yeah, I've been noticing they've been going up and down lately. Not exactly sure what that's all about. It was nice. The lowest I've seen here up in Travers was, I think, $2.98. And I went downstate for work today in the big rig, and I was down in Holland, and I figured, downstate it would be a little cheaper, but it was, I think it was $3.18 up down.
I noticed the price drop right around election time, which is par for the course. Right around that, especially the election, the gas prices drop. So everybody has kind of this euphoria going into the election. Now that's over, so they're going back up. It dropped. That was surprising, but all of a sudden it's like, whoa, what's happened here? Well, I don't know. done. Anyhow, we better get out of here. They got that net at 8 o'clock. I think it's a T-barge net, and that's coming up here. And then I'm going to check into the mesh net. It comes out about 8:15. You ought to, if you're out and about, check in mobile. Well, good talking to you, Kyle. Boy, I haven't talked to you for a long, long time. It shows I couldn't. The call looked familiar. When you said Kyle, holy cow, that was. And yeah, don't be a stranger. Back to you for a final. WDWD.
Anytime. Yeah, it was good chatting with you. Good to hear from you. I know they haven't been I've been going, doing other stuff on Thursdays. I haven't been in Cadillac on Thursdays, so I've been able to get on the 9-8 down there. But one of these days, I'm sure I'll be back down around that way. But, yeah, we'll try to catch the mesh net. We'll see if I'm back in my car after helping my buddy out quick, so. WBAWIV, this is K8BRX. We will be clear. Have a good evening. Maybe we'll catch you out on the net.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Kyle. Take care. If I don't talk to you before then. 73WBAWIV clear.
Oh, thank you, Tom. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. K8BRX. We'll be clear.
Good evening, everybody. It's time for Amateur Radio Emergency Communications, OxcomNet. This is Kate, GTC, Net Control. The control operator for this net is Glenn, KSGZ. This net meets every Monday and precedes the Amateur Radio Club MeshNet using the 146.86 repeater in Traverse City. Authorization for use of this repeater is provided by the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club. This is a directed net. The purpose of this net is to make announcements of amateur radio or service activities in our area. We'll also pass messages to other amateur radio stations toward bills sustained for an emergency or weather bulletins. If during an emergency this repeater is not in operation, please go to the 444.35 Munson repeater. If repeater is not working, please go 146.58 simplex, excuse me, for net operations. At this time, net control standby for any stations with emergency or priority traffic. No stations heard. At this time, net control will stand by for check-ins. When checking in, please transmit your name plus call sign. After the last call sign is heard, net control will confirm that you were checked in. Those stations wish to check in, please call now.
Drake, any damage?
Kilo Delta 8, one Echo Hotel.
This is Kevin, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha, Golf Yankee.
N8WK.
Whiskey 8, Victor Papa Charlie.
20 Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo Zulu.
This is Brad, November 8, Juliet X-ray, Quebec.
Mike, KE8, UZK.
Mike, Kilo 8, Romeo Echo Hotel.
Jeff, November 8, Echo X-ray.
Brian, KA-BCM.
All right, we had a couple doubles in there, and people went really fast. Let's go. So far, I've got Drake in there. Drake, NADMH. Drake, go ahead. You can give us a location if you got any messages to pass. NADMH, any messages to pass?
Sorry, NADMH. No messages to pass, and we're in Elmwood Township, Leelanau County.
We had a couple doubles in there. I think we have Mike. You may have checked in twice. Let's go to KDWH. Mike, your location, any messages to pass?
Yeah, sorry. I was trying to Bluetooth mic, not working very well. Mike,
Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Echo Hotel, Village of Kingsley. No traffic. Back to net.
Ward, AWK. Your location, any messages to pass?
NWK from Bryant Park. No traffic. Back to you.
Mike, WABPC. Your location, any messages to pass?
Yeah, we're back on the air in Royal Oaks.
14 at Crooks. If you know where that is, no traffic. Back to that.
Ah, the land of Detroit. All right. Let's go to Tony, TE8SBZ. Tony, location, any messages to pass? Tony, on Rennie Lake near Spider Lake, no messages passed. Brad, N8XQ, your location, any messages to pass?
Thanks. This is Brad, no traffic, and I'm in Traverse City.
Got another Mike, TE8UZK. Mike, your location, any messages to pass? TE8UZK, Mike in Central Lake, no messages, no traffic. We've got Jeff in beautiful Alaska. NADX, your location, any messages to pass?
Good evening, Jeff on ADX, 29 degrees, clear skies, and we are at the entrance to Kenai Fjords National Park, and no messages, NADX.
Brian, I can't read my own handwriting. I think I've got K8DCN. Brad, can you give your call sign again?
No problem. That's Kilo 8, Bravo, Charlie, Mike. Brian in Manton, and I have no traffic.
There must be somebody that I missed with. Anybody else want to?
This is Kevin, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha, Golf, Yankee.
Kevin, you were checked in there. Let's go to KF8AGY. Kevin, your location, any messages to pass?
Yeah, this is Kevin, location Southwest Spider Lake. No messages to pass, and no... spotted weather. Back to you, net control.
The transmission is dead quiet. Perfect. Anybody else? No. I was literally working on a dryer that I just barely fixed a few minutes ago, so I did not have time to get a digital message going here. I definitely know what's going to happen on Black Friday. I'm tired of working on the thing. But anyway, I want to thank everybody for checking in. For those of you who are part of Benzie, there is a, we have the Sleigh Bell Parade coming up on December 7th, and if you're interested, contact me. I know Amity was thinking of going, and again, we're going to be using a wide range of communications, Zello, handhelds, but it's just a fun event, so let me know if you're interested. All right, that's it for me, everybody. I'm going to turn that over. I'm going to get some dinner. This is K8GTC. Take it away, Chairman Amateur Radio Club.
K8GTC. Thanks a lot, Glenn. Appreciate it. Welcome, everybody, to the Monday evening social hour net. This is WX1J. My name is Scott, and I'll be in that control station this evening using the club call sign W8TCM. The purpose of the Monday evening social hour net is to connect and to build our ham community, to communicate information of interest to amateur radio exist in our area, and to have fun. MeshNet and the use of this W8TCM repeater is authorized by the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club as a sponsored club activity. All licensed amateurs are welcome to check into the MeshNet, and we're actually encouraging you to do that. Break. So we check in three groups. First, time-constrained stations or battery-constrained stations, short-time stations. Then we'll go to EchoLink, and then lastly, the general check-ins. We check in one person at a time. I'll call for a check-in. You send me your call sign and the first name, and I'll acknowledge the station that I heard, and then I'll call for the next check-in. This really helps us manage doubles and makes the check-in a more efficient process, so thank you a lot for your patience. Before we check in, I would like to remind everybody that tomorrow morning is Tuesday, so it's breakfast with hams at J&S Hamburg on South Airport Road near Garfield. It's 9 a.m., and everybody is welcome. Plenty of chairs. A couple of weeks ago went to two tables of 15, so it's a good time and a lot of fun, a lot of good camaraderie and good food. Tomorrow night is the November club meeting at 5123 North Royal Drive. It starts at 7 p.m., and it'll be guaranteed to be a great time as well. And then lastly, please remember that next week, the December 3rd, Tuesday evening, is the current annual Christmas party. Bring a dish to pass and announce and celebrate the 2024 Ham of the Year Award winner. And that's tonight's topic is what are your plans for Thanksgiving? On a break. Okay, this is W8TCM, Net Control, for the Monday Evening Social Hour, and we'll begin with check-ins tonight by calling for short-time, time-constrained stations, and because you're time-constrained or energy-constrained, I'll take your comments right after this group checks in. For a short-time check-in, please call now.
8NH, Nicholas, Coast Delta 8, Romeo Echo Hotel.
2 for KD8NH, you're in first, and I have you, Nicholas, and Mike, I have you. Next short-time check-in.
Drake, N8DMH.
Drake, I have you. Next check-in, please.
Brian, K8BCM.
Okay, Brian, K8BCM, I have you. Next check-in, please, for the short-time check-in.
7K8SCW, in and out.
Okay, Kevin, thanks for checking in with us this evening. Hello to anybody else in your car as you're driving along, but thanks for checking in with us. I have you in and out, so thanks again, Kevin. Next short-time check-in. We'll call that the bottom of the list for short time. We'll go back up to the top to Nicholas, KD8NH. Please go ahead with your transmission, Nicholas, and stand by Mike.
Hey, this is KD8NH here, Nicholas. I'm mobile in Traverse City driving around and turned on the radio, managed to catch the radio net this evening. I got a passenger in the car who's never heard of radio net, so he's entertained by the nerd that I am, you could say, so to speak. I'm the nerd, not everybody else that's listening or communicating. I'm the one. Anyway, everybody else have a great time. Plans for Thanksgiving are going to be to spend it with my sister at her new house somewhere in, I think it's outside of Mount Pleasant. Back to radio.
Okay, Nicholas, thanks a lot. And hello to your passenger. It'd be fun to have you jump on the net once in a while, and you could join in by using Nicholas's machine. But that's another story. So you guys appreciate it, and good luck with your Thanksgiving at your sister's. That's going to be awesome. It was good to see you the other day at Family Fair, and we'll hope to see you again. Thanks, Nicholas. Awesome. KD8REH, Mike, please go ahead. Stand by Drake.
Hey, good evening, Scott. Mike, KD8REH. Not too much going on. A couple weeks ago, I went and reserved the spot for this year's swap meet. So that's all taken care of. Everything's coming together for that. Get to see everybody tomorrow night at the meeting. I will have the new club HF radio there, so we're going to at least set that up. I know the antenna is still a little buggered up, but at least we can get the radio up and going and kind of demonstrate that a little bit. And then see everybody at the Christmas dinner. So other than that, we'll pass it back over to you.
Okay, Mike, thanks very much, and thanks for all that update on the meeting tomorrow night. For those of you that are still wondering, yes, there will be a swap. The Cheerland Amateur Radio's 51st, actually, swap is February 8th, the second Saturday of February, and it'll be at the VFW Hall this year. So stand by for additional information and jump in and volunteer if you like. Anyway, DMH, Drake, please go ahead and stand by Brian.
Good evening, everybody. Anyway, DMH. Not a whole lot going on right now, which is something I rarely ever say. Just been super crazy busy lately, and actually kind of sitting back and doing not a whole lot, which is kind of nice for once. Never really happens. So I'm going to take advantage of that while I have the time. So looking forward to seeing everybody tomorrow, and we'll also see everybody at the Christmas gathering, whatever the word is. The words have escaped from me. It's been a day. So, with that, back to you there, Scott, doing a wonderful job with the net. And 8DMH.
Okay, Drake, thanks a lot. Thanks for checking in. I'm glad things have slowed down for you a little bit. It's, you can run a sprint for only so long, and then you've got to rest a little bit. You've been a sprinter for months in a row, so hopefully you get some rest and have a good holiday with your family, so that's cool. Thanks for checking in tonight. Brian, K8BCN, please go ahead and stand by nobody because Kevin was in and out. So K8BCN, go ahead.
Hey, I appreciate it. Sounded like maybe you were saying N at the end there. That's Kilo 8, Bravo, Charlie, Mike. But anyway, yeah, I think I've only checked into this maybe one other time, so I forgot all about it, and I happened to catch it. So I just want to jump in and say, and as far as Thanksgiving, it's going to be kind of a boring year for me. My mom had to go out of town, so we usually do a big thing there. And my ex-wife asked if she could have the kids taken downstate. I said, okay, so basically, just going to probably practice some back straps and drink a couple beers. Other than that, I'll just pass back to the net. Thank you.
Okay, Brian, K8BCM, as in Mary. Thanks very much. I got all that. And, yeah, well, it's, I'm sure you'll find a way to make Thanksgiving kind of an eventful weekend anyway. Good thing is there's football and there's beer, so good luck with all that. Yeah, I'm gonna, before I switch over to Echolink, my plans are kind of interesting. I take off tomorrow morning for Minneapolis. We'll be spending our Thanksgiving in Minneapolis with family there and then driving back. Naturally driving through the UP, so that's a guarantee that we're going to have a snowstorm. Pretty much guaranteed. So at this point, we've reached the bottom of the short time list. I'd like to move on to Echolink. First Echolink check-in, please call now.
NADX, Jeff.
Kilo Echo 8, Yankee, November, uniform, Dave in New Haven. Good evening.
Okay, Jeff won the quick draw contest, and Dave, I have you, K-E-8-Y-N-U, and New Haven. I have you on the list. So next Echolink check-in, please.
Here is November 8, Whiskey Charlie Bravo, N-8-W-C-V, Dave, in Sterling Heights by Echolink. Good evening.
And good evening to you, Dave. Thanks for checking in this evening. It's awesome to hear you alert from Sterling Heights. Next Echolink check-in, if there is one. Okay, we'll call that a full tank for Echolink, and I'd love to now open up to all check-ins. General check-ins, please call now.
This is Kevin, Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Alpha, Golf Yankee.
Whiskey, Baker Lake. Whiskey, India Victor, Tom and Cadillac.
Okay, I have Kevin, KF8AGY, and Tom, WB8WYV. Next general check-in, please.
This is Brad, November 8, Juliet X-Ray, Quebec.
Brad, you are on the list. Thank you for joining us. Next general check-in.
Kilo 8, Whiskey, Quebec, Kilo 8.
The famous K8WQK. We can now start the party. Pete's here. Next general check-in, please.
K-E-8-U-Z-K, Mike.
K-E-8-U-Z. Okay, I have you, Mike. Next general check-in.
Tony, Kilo Echo 8, Zero, Bravo, Zulu.
And Tony here. Okay. This is WATCM. We are looking for check-ins, any check-in, any mode, short time, Echo Link or general, for the Monday evening social hour net. And I'd like to take a couple more check-ins, and then we'll go to the top of our list. Next general check-in, please.
This is Mark, Kilo Charlie 8, Zulu Alpha Papa.
Mark, you're on the list. Any additional check-ins for the Monday evening social hour net?
Kyle, K8BRX, Mobile. I'd like to be in and out.
Hey, Kyle, K8BRX, I have you. You are in and out, and thanks very much for checking in with us this evening. It's good to hear you and Tom have a nice chat this morning and this afternoon, and look forward to hearing you on the air in the future. So thanks again for checking in this evening. Are there additional check-in for the Monday evening social hour net before we go to the top of the list? Please check in now.
K-8-V-N-A, John, Interlocker.
K-8-V-N-A, John, we have you. Okay, let's call that the bottom of the list at the moment. We will come back for additional check-ins. Please hang on if we missed you, but I'd like to keep people moving so they can move on with their lives if they need to. We're going to first start off with Jeff in Alaska, N8EX. Please go ahead, Jeff, and stand by Dave in New Haven.
Hello, Scott and everyone. This is Jeff, N8EX in Seward, Alaska, where it is The north side of the house is at 30 degrees. The east side's at 38, so I think we have some sunlight affecting it. We were scheduled for clear skies all week, which is nice because we were sacked in by clouds the last couple weeks and a little drizzle and rain. And no snow on the ground, which we need a light layer so we don't have a mud pile and a mess out there in the yard. Yeah, but all is good. Got the Christmas lights up, everything. For Thanksgiving, mother-in-law's coming over, so it'll be five of us, the two kids, and Shen, myself, and her, and have turkey breast, kind of, I think, five fixings and dessert, and then probably try to stay awake after that. Kind of cool, we had a our last good morning night, we had first Puerto Rico station check in a while, and it turned out it was Mary, WDHAHU, so it was good to hear her checking up here. And we're working on a link project for the Seward, Homer, and Soldotna repeaters, which Soldotna one's down at the moment, but we're having a meeting tomorrow to look at doing a local linking, and that is part of the emergency plan. And then we're going to kind of harden it up in different phases so that we're not as internet dependent. That, but for our system here, I just keep our 440 machine, anything internet onto the FirstNet router, and that way it's got a backup. So nothing else to say here, but I'll pass it back to you, Scott, and ADX.
Very good, Jeff. Thanks for checking in with us this evening. It's good to hear that. Glad you're going to have your full family together and your mother-in-law. That'll be awesome time, and certainly you've got the winter weather that some of us are hoping for here one of these days soon. I keep looking at all the ski areas that are opening in Colorado and Europe, and it's kind of like we can't wait to get something moving here. So thanks again, Jeff. Good to hear from you. I look forward to chat with you again. KE8YNU, Dave in New Haven, please. Take your transmission and stand by Dave in Sterling Heights.
Good evening, Net Control. This is K8YNU. Well, getting ready for Thanksgiving. I'm here Thursday. Did some running around today and got some more groceries in the house and got some food in the house and stuff. So just gearing up for that. We're going to have my wife's family come over and join us here Thanksgiving evening. I work during the day. I'm a 911 dispatcher, so I don't get to stay home all day, but that's okay. Somebody's gotta man the mic and the phones. So get to spend Thanksgiving in the morning with my work family, and then in the evening spend time with my family and my loved ones. Good day today, and I'll go ahead and turn it back over to Net Control. This is KE8YNU.
Hey, Dave, thanks very much for checking in and giving us an update on your situation. I hope things are going well and that 911 is a quiet adventure during the holiday anyway. I heard a priceless story the other day. It was on our local news up here, but a young boy called 911. He was trying to get somebody to come and help him with his math homework. And, of course, that's not the use of 911, but the a police officer responded and did help him with his homework. I guess it was quite something, a story, but it's quite an interesting human story. But certainly do respect the work that you do with it as a 911 dispatcher. That's a very harrowing job. So thanks for all you do there. Dave, thanks for checking in with us. And let's go to the other Dave, N8. WCB, Dave in Sterling Heights, please go ahead with yours and stand by Kevin.
Net Control, good evening. This is N8WCB, Dave in Sterling Heights. Hello to all on the net. Well, we have about 48 degrees here, a little bit of rain off and on this afternoon and into this evening. Thankfully, I was able to get up on the ladder and clean the gutters out today, so that's all finished. I think we're pretty much done with the leaves, and I'm grateful for that. Anyway, as my son Dave just mentioned, he's working Thanksgiving. We had our Thanksgiving with them here about a week or so ago. I had a really nice time up at their house and good food, fun, and fellowship with them. So my wife Brenda and I will be here, and she's got a good meal planned for us, and forward to it. But we certainly have a lot to be thankful for. That's for certain. But anyway, if anybody's out there traveling, and I know you mentioned it, Scott, you're traveling to Minneapolis. I hope you have a good trip, and be safe out there. And happy Thanksgiving to all. 7-3s. Back to you, Net Control, NAWCB.
Thanks a lot, Dave. Yes, it's going to be quite the something for the traveling for sure. But yeah, let's all keep it safe and have a good time at home, and go Lions. Okay, Kevin, KFAGY, you are up now, and Tom, WIV, you are on deck, standing by. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yes, this is Kevin, KF8AGY, over here at Spider Lake. Scott, good to hear you on the net. Have safe travels, and hope you don't run into any snafus with the airlines. I don't know if you're going or flying, but either way, if we get weather, that's always a challenge. As far as our plans for Thanksgiving, we're just going to stay here, my wife and I. My son and his wife are traveling downstate to his the other half of his family. And we're just going to have just a low-key thing and kind of take it easy and enjoy the day. That's about it for here. I did notice that it seems like the space weather is increasing. I know that a couple of days ago, solar flux and sunspots were on the rise, so that that might be favorable for HF transmission, so I just thought I'd add that in. Anyway, that's all I've got for this evening. 73s and happy Thanksgiving to all. This is KF8AGY. Back to you, WATCM Net Control.
WATCM returning. Thanks, Kevin. Good comment, and good thanks for the shout-out on the solar weather. It's always something. Let's go to Cadillac, WB8WIV. Tom, go ahead with yours and stand by Brad.
Hey, Scott, and thanks for taking it tonight, WB8WIV. It's pretty cold here. I think it's below freezing now, and it looks like we may get some snow. So, in fact, they've got it for the whole week, all of tomorrow on, so... I think winter is upon us. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. We're going to go up to my youngest daughter's place and have Thanksgiving up there. I'm probably not working tomorrow. The Manton schools are closed Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. They had parent teacher conferences today and tomorrow. They're having them. So after that, they take the day off. So. That's because people have to stay till 8 o'clock. Anyhow, everything's going along okay here. You got the two kittens, they're getting bigger, and they're pretty playful. And let's see what else. That's probably about it. I just have to watch the weather. I may work tomorrow. I don't know yet if there's anything out there. There was one job, but I'm not interested in it. It's only a half a day, so if gasoline prices went up, I'm not interested in really going there for a half day. Anyway, that's what I got. Again, Scott, thanks for taking the net. Everybody, again, have a happy Thanksgiving. Back to you, WEA, WYV. I'll be clear.
Thanks for the update, Tom. Good luck with all your decisions on working or not working. I'm sure it's going to be a kind of a crazy time with the holidays. You'll be in and out. And I think waiting to find out if you're going to work the night before is a little bit harrowing. So anyway, you're doing a good job managing that, and I'm sure that the school system really enjoys and appreciates you being able to step into the breach and fill the gap. So thanks for all you do, Tom. Brad, NHJXQ, go ahead with your transmission. Stand by, Pete.
Good evening, Scott and Annette. Not too much happening here this week, but the big news is that we've got 25 people coming to the house for dinner on Thanksgiving. And as many of you probably know, I've only been married a little over a year, so it's going to be the first big Thanksgiving with all these family members under one roof. We'll see what happens, but it'll be exciting anyway. Not much else going on, so I'll turn it back to you, Scott. This is NHJFQ.
Oh, my heavens. 25 people for dinner, and that makes me just shudder. Five is nice. Six is nice. Anything above that, it's a crowd, and it's kind of tough. I'm a little bit more of a quiet type person, but good luck with all that, Brad. I hope you have a wonderful time, and I hope your family gets along greatly and enjoys that time together in your new family. That's pretty cool. K8WQK, go ahead with your transmission and stand by UCK Mike.
Oh, good evening, Scott and everybody else. Scott, yeah, as usual, you were doing a good job on the net here. I don't have a whole lot to add other than look forward to Thanksgiving travels and Thanksgiving turkey with the family. I've probably got you all beat. They're telling me there's going to be 35 at our gathering on the side of the family. And with that, I look forward to seeing everybody at breakfast tomorrow morning. KWQK.
KP, thanks. I won't see you at breakfast tomorrow, but I'm sure everyone else will, and it'll be a great time. So a cup of coffee for me. 35 people, that's a bunch. Man, oh, man. I don't think I've ever been in a Thanksgiving dinner with that many people there. The max I've had was about maybe 15 or something, but that's a lot of folks, a lot of mouths to feed, and should be a lot of fun. Good luck with all that. Mike, K-E-8-U-Z-K. Mike, go ahead and stand by, Tony.
This is Mike at K-E-8-U-Z-K. We're having two people over for Thanksgiving. My wife's cousin and his husband, or his wife. And the other thing I wanted to mention is that Brad at M-8-J-X-Q, I'd like to talk to you for just a minute after the social hour.
Okay, Mike. We can make that arrangement. I'll remind you when I close down the net. So, Brad, stand by for a conversation with Mike. Tony, KB8SBZ, it's your turn. Please let us know what the heck is going on around here. And Mark, KC8ZAP, you are on deck. Go ahead, Tony.
Hey, it would be nice to take Brad and Pete's number of people and put them maybe for the count staff tonight. Maybe we can add 25 and 35 to the count. Anyway, I'm talking to you tonight on my HD, my old room plumbing, and sitting here in the old boneyard of antennas and radios and trying to get some work here that is dependable. So, Thanksgiving, going over to my sisters and my nieces and just enjoy that. Probably fighting over one of my mom's old dishes or something like that, but somebody will come up with a good recipe, I'm sure. Scott, you sounded really good tonight. I can almost picture you. You must be wearing a bow tie sitting there with your aesthetic microphone. We're going to nickname Warden of the East. With that, I'm just good Thanksgiving and seeing everybody. KD8SBZ, back to you.
KD8SBZ, WATCM returning. Very good, Tony. Your signal actually sounds pretty good. There's a couple of little pops and cracks, but boy, I'll tell you, it was better than it has been in weeks gone by. So whatever you're doing, keep doing it. It's working nicely. Thanks a lot, and I hope you enjoy your, you and Rose, enjoy your Thanksgiving with your sisters and nieces. It's always fun to get family together, even for a little while. Mark, KCZAP, go ahead with your trip. And John, stand by.
Well, good evening. This is Mark, KCZAP, and I would just like to say, the next night, Scott, really appreciate it and just want to let you know that. So, then a couple of brief things. So, Thanksgiving, we'll be having with my wife's parents and a few others, that sort of a thing. So, Thanksgiving is a modest Thanksgiving, but it'll be a really good one as well. And then over the weekend, I have a next-door neighbor who has a modest apple orchard, and we cussed out about like maybe, 10 or 12 gallons of cider from numbers of bushels and that sort of thing. So that was exciting. And some of that's for drinking, and some of it I'll turn into hard cider at some point in time. So, I guess that's it. I don't want to stay here for too long a period, because I don't usually try to keep this relatively short. But anyway, so that is KC8, ZAP, Mark, turning it back to net control.
Okay, very good, Mark. Thanks very much for checking in this evening, and I hope you and your family have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and we'll look forward to chatting with you again next week. John, KAVNA, you are on deck, and then we'll do additional check-ins. Go ahead, John.
Good afternoon, Net Control. Scott, this is K8VNA, by the way. I've been listening and learning and copying call signs and trying to learn from you. It's not going so good, but I'm getting better at it. But, I don't think you're sitting there in a bow tie, just for the record. And what else? I've been studying for my amateur license. I plan to take that at the swap and shop, hopefully, in February. But taking that slow and steady. Thanksgiving, the usual. My wife and I are going to be here with our daughter. And my son's got to work. So we're going to make a Thanksgiving meal, and then we're going to go meet him for lunch at his work. Kind of like a surprise thing, you know. So we're going to have Thanksgiving as a family. That's it. Not to bore everybody with mine, but appreciate you, Scott, taking the net and teaching me. Have a good night, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you guys tomorrow night at the club meeting. I'm looking forward to seeing that new radio. And that's pretty much it. Have a good night. K8VNA, back to net control.
Okay, John, yeah, thanks a lot. And the other night I was at the light parade downtown Traverse City, and, of course, that was an extravaganza with a lot of people. It was almost people as Pete's Thanksgiving. Road was lined, Front Street was lined on both sides, but the beta bus went through, and I was trying to look and see if you were driving it, but didn't look like you were made it. So nice to hear you, John. Thanks for checking in, and it'll all come to you in its own sweet time. So thanks a lot for checking in. We've now reached the bottom of the list, and I'd like to take a standby for additional check-ins. If you have not checked in to the Monday Evening Social Hour Net and would like to do so, this is your opportunity. Please call now. You must have scared them all away. Okay. There being no further check-ins at this moment, before we close the mesh net, does anyone have any questions, comments, inquiries? And yes, I have a request for a QSO still on my list, but any additional questions, comments, or inquiries?
I got a comment, Scott, WDWYV.
Recheck, Tom. Go ahead.
Somebody said something about the sunspots and such. We have reached the sunspot peak. I was under the impression it was supposed to hit the peak about January or February of next year. However, it came in from NASA and a couple of other agencies. We are at the peak now. It started October the 15th, I believe. I got to communicate, and so we are at the peak of the sunspot cycle. But it's going to carry over into, of course, 2025. Anyway, there's some information for you. WDWYV, I'm clear.
Hey, Tom, thanks for that additional information. Yeah, the sunspot cycle is 11 years. We're at the peak, so that gives us about another 5 years on the side for it to wind down a little bit before it gets into the dismal world, where only 40 meters works. So it's still plenty of activity on 10 meters. It's wide open. If you have a chance to get on there, do it, especially technicians. You can work HF privileges on 10 meters and get out there and have some fun. So, again, we have
gotten to the bottom of our list. No additional comments or concerns. This will conclude the Monday Evening Social Hour Net for tonight. This net will meet again here next Monday on the same repeater, same bat channel, immediately following the 8 p.m. T-Barge net. This is Scott WX1J, operating this evening as net control operator under the club call sign W8TCM. I'll now close the net, return this repeater to its all amateur use, take off my bow tie and my top hat, and thanks, Tony. Thank everyone for your participation, for your comments. I wish you all a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving, a good week ahead, and safe travels to those who are traveling. Good evening to all. This is W8TCM, and I am clear. Brad and Mike, go ahead and take it up. NHAXQ and KE8UZK. Go ahead.
Good evening, Mike. This is NHAXQ.
Good evening, Brad. This is Mike at KE8UZK. I just want to give you an update on my crystal radio project. I tried using the speaker from the telephone, and you know, that thing's only 124 ohms, at least the phone that I have. So that did not work. I did use the earbud, and my problem is I have hearing aids, so I have to take the hearing aid out to use the earbud. Well, that can't hear well. But I did pick up a radio station in the daytime, but at night I can't pick it up. So it must be a daytime-only station, or else they reduce power at night.
Okay, this is NHAXQ. Hey, did you buy the high impedance earbud like I suggested off of Amazon?
Yes, I have the high impedance at 2,000 ohms, so that works. But my problem is I have to take out my hearing aid so I can't hear as good, so that isn't working too good. I'm up here in Central Lake, so I'm, let's see, I'd be about 40 miles maybe from WTCM transmitter down in Traverse City. But I think I might be picking up something in the daytime from maybe from Charlevoix. I'm not sure where it's coming from. It's so far I can't hear the call letters or where they're from.
Okay, yeah, the real panacea for crystal radios is that you have a high outdoor antenna, high and clear, at least, I'll say, 100 feet. Theoretically, it should be better if you got something longer than representing like a full wavelength in the medium wave broadcast band. So, yeah, you might try that next. Another suggestion is that if you're going to get into this, I don't remember I've seen it, but Google is your friend. But there is somebody making a kit that you can solder together, and it's basically a little amplifier with a speaker with a high impedance input that you can put on the back end of your crystal radio and just listen to it straight out without having to use the earphone.
Okay, I can go on the internet and check for something like that. I have seen them, but I didn't pay much attention to it because I was trying to do just a pure crystal radio for fun. I grew up out in northeast Nebraska, and I was 100 miles north of Omaha, and I had approximately 100-foot length of antenna pointing right towards Omaha, and I could hear WOW in Omaha just as clear as a bell all day and all night.
Yeah, that's cool. It's crystal sets are just so cool, I think, you know, except for the headphone, which is really hard to build on your own. You can basically build these things out of junk and have incredible results with them. My first crystal set, I was 8 years old and in the Cub Scouts, and me and Dad built this for a Cub Scout project. And I was down in Chelsea, Michigan, which is down southeast Michigan. But, I think I could get like three or four stations. There were local stations. But I remember right after I got it, I tuned it up, and I heard a live broadcast of the Fifth Dimension singing that song, "Wouldn't You Like to Ride My Beautiful Balloon?" And it was kind of a historic moment for me, I guess. But, those radio is just so cool. Just the distances that can be shrunk up by a few electrons.
Now, the other cool thing about crystal radios is that they always work. Don't need any electricity. The power's out. They're still running. But right now, I gotta get a better way to be able to hear mine. And I will try a longer antenna. Mine's approximately 60 feet, so it's a little bit short. So I'll see if I can do something more on that.
Okay, what are you using for a ground?
I have an 8-foot copper rod driven into the ground.
That'll work. That'll work just fine. Yeah, I've done every different things. I have used a rod in the ground. Actually, when I lived in New York, I went and bought a four-purpose built ground rod at the local Lowe's store. I think it was like 8 feet long, and I drove it in the ground. It was really rocky soil, but it worked. You can also just use the plumbing in your house, provided there's no PVC in line. And I've also heard of people using their electrical outlets with kids. I don't like the idea of kids playing with outlets. But I'm told that this plate on the front of your electrical outlet has that screw in the center between the two little outlets, and that's connected to ground. So I've heard that you can like connect an alligator clip to that, and it'll provide a working ground for your crystal set.
Yeah, I could try that and see if that would do something for me. The other thing I just thought of is that I put in the ground rod, I forget, several years ago anyway. But what I should do is go through all the connections and brush them up and make sure that they aren't corroded. That might make a difference for me too.
Yeah, it's certainly worth taking a look. Do it before it gets much later in the fall, because we're going to soon be in the deep winter.
Well, we're from northern Michigan. What's a little snow anyway?
Yeah, because I'm from northern Michigan, I know when that ground freezes up, it's a little hard to start digging around and do things with the ground rods anyway. So, anyway, cool. The next frontier is doing crystal radios with shortwave frequencies. And I've looked around a little on the internet for plans on how to do those. There's really not too many. But I suspect as long as you've got a healthy antenna, you can go back and part of your crystal radio circuit is what they call a tank circuit. And so it'll be a coil in line with a variable capacitor, typically. And so if you adjust that, it probably adjusts the number of windings on your coil, you should be able to get shortwave frequencies.
I've seen on occasion plans for a shortwave crystal radio receiver, but I wasn't sure how good that really works. I guess they do because they have the plans out there. But I'm going to stick to AM for the moment to try to get that to working good, and then I'll move on from there.
Yeah, when I was a teacher, I built a different crystal set, and it was a little kit that came from Radio Shack, and they used to have these little kits. They'd have like a little red plastic platform or tray or something, and you connect all the parts, and you just connect it with screws and nuts. Anyway, I built that silly thing, and it had a variable capacitor on it, and it came with a stock transistor radio antenna. So if you remember, back when we were kids, everybody had a little pocket transistor radio, and if you opened it up, there'd be an antenna that would be wrapped around a ferrite rod, and that made the radio real directional. And at any rate, that's what this thing came with. And so at one end of the capacitor range, I got AM broadcast, and the other end of the capacitor range, I was getting a commercial shortwave broadcast. A lot of stuff out of South America, so it probably was HCJB, which is the big powerhouse station. It's a religious station coming out of Ecuador. So, that stuff is also cool. Back to you, Mike. This is NHJXQ.
Yeah, I forgot all about that HCJB. station. I used to hear it some years ago. I had at another shortwave radio station or radio receiver. That was a strong station. I'll have to look that up, see if I can find that somewhere. I was just looking at Radio Shack, and at least first glance, I don't see any crystal radio on their online. But I'll take a good look through that, see if they have anything just for fun. But meantime, I'm going to do some antenna and ground work and see how that works. Good talking to you. You have a great Thanksgiving. H-K-E-H-U-Z-K.
Okay, Mike, well, you have a good Thanksgiving, too, and 73 is to you and yours. This is NAJXQ. I am going to be clear. Bye now.
73 to you, Brad. Clear.